Hi, my name's Molly, and I'm part of the Holy Trinity Outreach Program. And I just wanted to have a moment of your time, a couple minutes, to talk about the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, the good word of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're not interested. Okay. All right. No problem at all. Can I at least leave this pamphlet with you? No? Okay. Well, have a great day, and Jesus loves you. Hi, yeah, I know, I just knocked on your door, but, I don't know where Leonard Street is. Do you think you can point me in the right direction? I was supposed to meet my group there, and, yeah, I'm so sorry. No, I won't pester you about it. Yeah, it's right over. It's right over, just down that way. I take it? Yeah. Well, you are a blessing. May God's light reach you, even if you are not interested whatsoever. God loves you. Jesus loves you. I hope you know that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you for not being rude about it. Well, you know, I think it was rude of you to even detest the word of God to begin with. Ignore the obvious sign that God is giving you right here with me. I think it's so fucking rude. Sorry, excuse my language. I think it's so rude of you to say no to the word of God. Yeah, there's so many blessings that are on its way to you, but you don't have that hope, that trust in God. He's given it to you. There's an opportunity. Open your heart. Open your heart before I open your fucking throat. Slice it right fucking open and watch you bleed out in your apartment. No, I know you're alone in here. You're alone. You live alone. There's no one else here. Your neighbors? I don't fucking care. This is a fucked up neighborhood. No one is going to fucking hear you or care for you. No one's gonna hear you scream. So get back in your fucking apartment. Get back in your fucking apartment. Yeah. You know, I wasn't joking about the word of God and the light of God reaching you. I was so genuine about all these things. I genuinely believe that everyone deserves to be loved. And whether or not that's another human being, it's always God. God has unconditional love. Oh, you see, I've had a strange and fucked up relationship with the Holy Spirit. I'm not gonna go into details, but he has given me the opportunity to come here and to share the love with you. Share all the love. He's using me as a vessel of love to transfer over, to give over, to give to everyone who deserves it. Even the downtrodden. I mean, look at this place. You are not entirely in a good spot, huh? Well, okay, get on the fucking bed. Get on the fucking bed right now! I don't want to have to scream at you, really. This is a peaceful intervention. This is peaceful. But if you don't do as I fucking say, well, get on the fucking bed! I could gouge your eyes out right fucking now. I could dig this knife right into your eye sockets. Just and twist and twist and twist. I've never done it before, so I don't know what it's like, but I'm sure it makes lovely fucking sounds. God is so good to me. God is so good to every one of us. God is amazing. And he's got so much love to give. I have so much love to give. I'm just gonna take these pants off, okay? And take these fucking pants off. Or I can just cut them right off you. I just wanna see that cock. Yeah, I wanna see your cock. I wanna see your fucking cock. Did God lead me? Did he lead me to the right direction? Is he leading me in the right path? Well, God only knows, right? Do you have a cock for me? A hard throbbing cock as God intended. Yeah? Oh, fuck yeah. Look at that cock. Oh, I'm so fucking hungry for it. Oh, fuck. Yeah. What sins do you have to confess while you're here with me? I'm sure you have plenty of fucked up thoughts in your head. You just want to clear the air in front of God. This cock. It's beautiful. I just want to eat it. I just want it down my fucking throat. I just want to taste it. I want to taste everything that you have to fucking offer. Don't move. Don't move. Oh, this knife can just cut you in the wrong places. I just wanna taste you. Oh, you're getting harder. God is so good to lead me to this cock.
It was a beautiful, magnificent cock. Yes. Don't you feel God's love? Flowing from me to you. Oh, God. Oh, don't worry. I'm not taking the Lord's name in vain at all. He sent me here for you. He sent me here. A mission. A pilgrimage. Oh, your cock tastes so fucking good. I can't get enough of it. Oh, it's a shame I have to threaten you with a knife. But it seems like you're enjoying this. I need that cock inside of me. I need your fucking cock inside of me. I need it right now. I know it's gonna feel so fucking good. The Holy Spirit is going to flood me, and I'm gonna be whole. Fuck. You feel that? You feel how wet I am. You feel it. That is the holiest liquid, holiest water, the holiest thing you'll ever fucking witness and experience. I need your fucking cock inside of me. I need it. Fuck. God. God's blessed us on this fine evening. He has put us in the same path. Yes. yes, yes, yes. Oh, you love it with a knife against your throat. You love it. I'm fucking giving you what you deserve. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, don't make me upset. You don't want to make God mad. Oh, the fury that he has on those who stray. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, 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 yes! Oh, fuck. I need you. I need you to fucking... I need you to fill me up. I need your fucking cum. I need you to fill me with God's love as I've done to you. Oh, yeah. Come inside me. Come inside me. Fucking fill me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Do it. Do it. Do it before I fucking kill you. Fuck. God is so merciful. Oh, it's too bad. It's too bad you didn't want to accept the word of God in the first place. It's too bad. You are going to see hell. You are going to suffer. I come for a merciful God. I come for a God who loves all who accepts him.